TELC English B1 B2 School Mock Examination 1 Listening Part 1 You'll hear 4 voicemail messages. Which answer fits best? A, B or C? You'll hear each message once. Mark your answers for items 1 to 4 on the answer sheet. Example
Hi, Daniela. Ling here. You weren't at school today, so I thought I'd better tell you that we will be playing tennis instead of basketball in tomorrow's lesson, so you'd better pack your tennis racket if you are coming tomorrow. Apparently, Mrs. Jensen has decided that summer's arrived, so we should all be outdoors. I'd personally prefer the nice warm sport hall, as it's not exactly hot outside. But never mind. Hope everything's okay. Take care.
Number 1.
Hi, John. Chris here. Can't wait to hit the ski slopes now. The coach will be leaving from outside the school at 7 o'clock. So my dad says to tell you it would be better to pick you up at 6:30, not 6:45, okay? Don't sleep in like you did last time, will you? The driver may not wait this time. Set your alarm for 6 and see you at 6:30.
Number 2.
Hi Claire, it's Jane. Have you seen on the internet that Treat 4 have added another concert to their tour as there has been such a demand for tickets? Maybe we'll be lucky enough to pick some up this time around. They'll be on sale from 10 tomorrow morning. How about we go down to the City Arena to queue up for them even earlier than last time, say 4 o'clock? Call me back soon.
Number 3.
Morning, Craig. This is Thomas Black from Radio Beaumont. We've had loads of requests to take part in our radio panel discussion on school uniforms next Wednesday evening. So you'll be pleased to hear you've been picked to join the panel. We think it would be good to have a pupil's perspective too. We've sent you an email with all the details, so check it out. Look forward to seeing you soon, Craig.
Number 4.
Hi, Mark. Dan here. You must have been in a hurry when you left training tonight. You forgot your towel and your trainers. I didn't want to leave them in the changing room, so I've got them here. If you want them back before our game on Saturday, then get in touch. Otherwise, I'll just bring them along then. Where did you get those trainers anyway? They're real cool. I might buy a pair myself.
End of listening, part 1. Listening, part 2. You'll hear 5 conversations. For each conversation, there are two tasks. First, decide if the statement is true or false. Then, decide which answer fits best, A, B, or C. You'll hear each conversation once. Mark your answers for items 5 to 14 on the answer sheet. Number 5 and 6.
Hi, Helen.
Oh, hi, Louise. Everything okay?
More or less. Can't wait till we all go away now.
Same here. Only 10 days to go.
I got a confirmation from the youth hostel today. There's one slight problem.
What's that?
Apparently, the rooms with 4 beds were not available, so they've given us 1 room with 3 beds and 1 single room, but on 2 different floors. I don't particularly want to sleep alone in such a huge hostel. What about you?
I'd like to share too. Maybe Joanna or Sue wouldn't mind taking the single? We'll have to ask them at school tomorrow. By the way, was it more expensive to have 2 rooms instead of 1?
No, we paid for the number of beds, not rooms.
That's good. Anyway, let's talk more tomorrow.
Okay, good idea. Take care.
Number 7 and 8.
Hi, Emma. Joe here.
Oh, hi there. Where are you calling from? Your name wasn't on my display.
No, this is my parents' landline. My mobile is broken.
Oh no, how come?
Well, it hasn't been working properly since we were at the festival last Saturday. Remember, it was in my bag and got wet during that bad rainstorm. And yesterday it just stopped working completely. I'm so lost without it.
So what are you going to do? Get a new phone?
No, it's being repaired at the phone shop where Rob's dad works. But it'll take about a week. A week!
Wow, I'd be going crazy.
I am going crazy. Whatever, you can call me on this number if you want till I get mine back.
Okay, I'll do that.
Great, must go now. Take care.
You too.
Number 9 and 10.
Hi, it's Mark.
Hi, Mark. Won't I be seeing you at the game over in Leamington? This is the first time we're playing against them.
That's why I'm calling. My grandma's been taken ill and my dad's taking her to hospital, so he can't drive me to the match. I'm sorry, it's last minute. But could you possibly pick me up? Otherwise, I'll never get there by 2:30.
Shouldn't be a problem. My brother's driving me. We were going to leave at 1, but I'll ask him to leave 10 minutes earlier. You live in Carlton Road, don't you?
Yeah, number 14.
Okay, we'll be there in about 20 minutes.
By the way, do you have a spare football for the warm-up? I can't find mine.
Sorry, mate. Can't help you there.
Never mind. I'll just share one with somebody. Okay, see you soon.
Right.
Number 11 and 12.
Hey, how's your history presentation coming along, Diana?
Not good, I'm afraid. I've only done 4 slides so far.
Need any help?
Oh, Nick, that would be fantastic. Your presentation yesterday was just brilliant. I don't think mine will be anywhere near as good.
Well, it's important to have a good beginning, interesting slides, and a good end. And adding a bit of humour helps. You get the class's attention, so the teacher's happy, and you'll probably get a good mark.
Oh, come on. How on earth can I make a presentation about the Industrial Revolution funny?
I don't mean the whole presentation. I just think you can search the internet for some amusing pictures, or anecdotes which will fit in with your topic. Come on, let's have a look for something on my tablet now.
Sure, sounds good.
Number 13 and 14.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Liam Smith. I'm calling about the scooter you have for sale in today's paper. Are you the right person to speak to?
Yes, I am.
Has it been sold yet?
No, it's still here.
Could I maybe come round today and have a look?
No problem. You can catch me any time before I go to training at 7 o'clock.
Great. Where exactly do you live?
14 Gladstone Street in Redwood.
I'll have to come by bus then. Do you know what number bus goes to your place from Delgate?
I think the 964 stops on Nelson Road, round the corner from my street. It's every half hour or so.
Okay. I leave now, so I reckon I'll be there in about an hour.
Okay, see you then.
Bye.
End of listening. Part 2. Listening Part 3. You'll hear a podcast of an interview. First, you'll have 1 minute to read the items. Then you'll hear the interview. You'll hear the podcast once. During the podcast, decide which answer fits best. A, B, or C. Mark your answers for items 15 to 20 on the answer sheet. Now read the items.
Welcome to our radio program, Champion Material. Tonight we have a great young national champion in the studio, 17-year-old Olivia Driscoll, who recently won the Under-18s National Table Tennis Championship for the second time in a row. Nice to have you here, Olivia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
As you know, as part of our campaign to get more young people interested in sport, we've been interviewing sports stars about how they have managed to reach championship level. So, Olivia, could you tell me how you came into table tennis? How old were you when you started?
Well, when I was 8 years old, my parents got a second-hand table tennis table and put it in the garage. My twin sister and I soon spent every waking moment playing on it. In fact, I can still remember my parents threatening to get rid of it at one point, as we never did anything else, including our homework. Anyway, when we went to secondary school, it turned out that there was a sports teacher, Mr. Stevens, who absolutely loved table tennis, and he started an after-school table tennis club in a small clubhouse next to the school. It wasn't a luxurious club, but the best thing about it was that all the club members had a set of keys, and we could use it any time. So a group of us met there and played regularly, and, well, I suppose the rest is history. With some fantastic coaching from Mr. Stevens, a number of us developed into talented players. In fact, nearly all the best table tennis players in our country went to that club at one time.
Wow, that's amazing.
But you yourself have a unique talent, don't you?
You know, I don't think I do. I think becoming a champion was more about the circumstances. Having a table tennis table at home, having a sister who was as mad about the sport as I was, and then the luck of having a coach like Mr. Stevens starting a club at our school. Yes, I suppose I do have speed, agility, and good reflexes, but I'm sure none of that would have meant anything if I hadn't been born into the right family, in the right area, at the right time.
Is your sister a champion now too?
Unfortunately, Charlotte got a bad elbow injury and had to give up table tennis when she was 15, but she still goes to all my matches and is my biggest fan.
What would you say to our young listeners who probably haven't had the same start that you did? Can they still become top athletes later in life?
Well, I don't see why not. But it takes dedication, motivation and mental strength. A nice sports facility nearby doesn't hurt, but good opponents to practice with are definitely more important. Not to mention time and energy. I have to follow a strict training schedule. At least 3 hours at the table tennis club after school every day without fail. And often an hour in the gym after that to strengthen my muscles and so on. It's pretty difficult to fit my homework in, I can tell you.
I bet it is. Can you manage to have any kind of social life around all your training and schoolwork?
Well, actually, all my friends are table tennis players too. So we tend to mix playing and socializing. And then, of course, it's not so difficult to keep to our strict training diet during the competition season if we're all avoiding fast food and fizzy drinks. It would be awful going out to our local fast food joint and having to eat salad while everyone else was tucking into huge hamburgers. But after any big competition, we usually treat ourselves to a giant pizza or a nice big hamburger and chips to celebrate. Our coaches would go crazy if we did that before a tournament.
Is there anything else you think may be interesting for potential stars to know?
Well, you know, all the travelling around to competitions, staying in hotels, etc., does add up. It can be very expensive. My mum and dad have always been great supporters, but I wouldn't really manage without my government sports grant, which I'm really lucky to get. Some of my friends have good sponsors to help with their financing. I'm still looking for one, though, so if anyone is listening who can help...
Okay, maybe you'll be lucky. Anyway, we seem to have run out of time. Thanks for talking to us, Olivia, and good luck for the future.
End of listening, part 3. Listening, part 4. You'll hear a talk show with people giving their opinions on a topic. Which statement, A to F, best matches the opinions 21 to 23? Mark your answers for items 21 to 23 on the answer sheet. You will now have half a minute to read statements A to F. You'll then hear the talk show once.
Welcome to My Future. Today's topic is Gap Year, Why or Why Not? We invite school leavers to call in and tell us what they want to do once they have finished their exams.
Example.
I'm really looking forward to my gap year abroad. I've registered online with an agency and booked a so-called gap year pack for Australia. It includes return flights, an introduction package, a couple of tours, and a year's job assistance and advice. My first job will be as a waiter in Sydney for 2 months. After that, I'll have to see what I can do. There are apparently lots of possibilities.
Number 21.
I'm going to spend my gap year at home earning money before starting uni. That way, I don't have to take out a loan, which I'll have to pay off for years after I've finished studying. I'm starting work in a local supermarket in August. I don't think it will be very interesting, but the pay is quite good, and as I'm living at home, I won't have to pay rent or anything. So I think I can save most of my salary. And staying here means I can still see my boyfriend.
Number 22.
I don't really want to have a gap year. I think I'd get out of the habit of learning. I'd like to start studying straight after summer, and then, if all goes well, I'll be finished in 3 years' time and can hopefully find a good job. I've applied for a course in Newcastle, so if I get good grades, then I can start in October. My brother's at Newcastle University, and he loves it there, so I hope it'll all work out.
Number 23.
I want to study to become a vet, but first of all, I'm spending 6 months in Africa working for a voluntary organization. I'm going to be working on a big cat project assisting with wildlife and conservation research. Can you imagine? It's a dream come true for me. Not only will I gain some amazing experience with animals, it will also look really good on my CV for the future. So, Africa, here I come.
Thanks to those who called in today. As our listeners have heard, our callers all have very different plans, and we wish them all the very best of luck in their choices.
This is the end of the listening subtest. Thank you for listening.